Thanks very much, Miroslav, and thanks to all of you for coming here today to St. Jerome's University and participating in this reflection on Newman. As I travel in my circles in various Catholic entities and certainly within the Catholic universities and post-secondary institutions in Canada, as well as the United States, the ideas of Newman constantly come back to us. And they're spoken of in various conferences or coffee talk or through other means. And simply to say, the idea and the contribution that Newman has to make, as you all around this table so well know, continue to resonate down through the ages with those of us involved in post-secondary Catholic institutions at various levels. But I think more importantly, in relationship to, at least within the Catholic framework, somebody that's moving along a trajectory to sainthood, as Newman is, one of the aspects behind that evaluation or movement or appreciation is that somehow this individual has something to say to humanity, period, has something to say to all humanity, all people. And I believe that Newman not only has something to say in relationship to Catholic universities, but indeed, as his book says, universities, period. And his wisdom and knowledge is certainly to be held up in that regard. And so I think sessions like this that keep Newman's voice alive in a range of contexts and relationships with people of faith and non-faith-based reflections are serving all of us very, very well. And so I just want to thank all of the presenters and those participating that are moving along to keep his voice alive for future generations, which I believe really he has so much to offer to them as well as us. So again, thank you very much, and thanks, Miroslav.